You guys, wow. I got to start off the daily podcast today by just saying that I discovered a loophole in the system. I think I know in Philly, weed is decriminalized and generally not thought of as a big deal anymore. But when it comes to legalized drugs, the dark roast coffee at Wawa should be a class A substance. I am feeling, what is it, 9:30 now? I am still feeling like DiBella coming out of a bathroom in the 80s. Woo! Buzzin', my cousin. Dave here, all the good stuff. And I'll try to remain calm and not tremble my show sheet here too much so I can tell you what to expect on today's show. It's Thursday, May 16th. Game of Thrones fans are still being obnoxious. I never thought that they'd make Marvel fans digestible, but they have. Steve's pipe organ was something that we touched upon figuratively, thank God, today. Who's the douche? We took a text poll to start things out in the 6 o'clock hour as well, then gave our resident Game of Thrones expert a quiz to see how good he was as we get ready to wrap up the series on Sunday night. The Stones announced their new tour date schedule very, very quickly in the aftermath of Mick Jagger's heart operation and the national anthem. We dug into the history books today and found out what we ripped it off from. That was before the Billy Joel hole, where we didn't do any ripping off. We just ripped some of the lyrics out of it, and you had to fill in the hole to win tickets to see him at Citizens Bank Park. We talked a little Ramones today, and then I had a chance to go to the mat once again in Dave's beatdown. John had three tracks with everything but the drums removed from them, and I had to do my little dance and figure out what song, what drummer, find out how I did today, and whew. All right, I'm going to go and simmer down. I've got to find a cold shower somewhere in this building. Wish me luck. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
We read this story this morning, folks. Maybe you heard about it. It came out late yesterday that there is a group of people, Game of Thrones fans, who want the entire season reshot and rewritten by more competent writers.
I'm calling them groaners.
Right. Groaners?
They're not throners. They're groaners.
That's good, Dave.
Yeah. You know, but I'm thinking maybe we should put up something on the Facebook page, give people the opportunity to vote on who's gonna get the Iron Throne. Who's going to be the king or the queen or whatever?
Who will sit on the sword seat?
Yeah, who will sit on the sword seat? That's it. So let's put a graph together. Put that up on the Facebook page and during the course of the day. Because tomorrow, I mean,
oh my God, tomorrow!
Tomorrow's Friday already, and Sunday is the last episode.
Oh my God!
So and folks, I'm telling you now. We're going to be talking about it on Monday.
Yeah,
right, you know?
I might even watch. I'm going over to Steve's house this weekend because I don't want to be left out anymore.
Series finales, you don't get the 48 hours.
Yeah,
agreed.
That's it.
Watch
that's
it that mandate. Night.
Right. If you don't watch it Sunday night and you listen to us Monday morning, we're going to ruin it for you.
The John DiBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy, zip it.
MGK.
We got into that conversation yesterday about getting Rick Wakeman to play the pipe organ at Macy's. Wanamaker pipe organ at Macy's, right? And people started sending in other pipe organs, one being the one at the Kimmel Center, right? And then someone said, "Well, the largest pipe organ in the world is at the Atlantic City Convention Center,
right?
Which doesn't work." All right, it doesn't operate at all anymore. So our thanks to whoever sent that in, but
I think like 20% of it might.
Yeah, oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, but 80% is non-functioning. Yeah. So the Macy's one is the largest functioning
in the world.
Right? Did you guys get the picture of the pipe organ I sent you?
No,
why? I don't look at pictures of your pipes.
My pipe organ.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I avoided that. Straight to trash.
You know, I knew he was going there too.
Fishing.
Yeah.
Get this out of my eyesight.
I hope your stand-up career continues.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
There's a guy named Lax Sira. And he lives in England. Lax, he had a phenomenal level of success creating a trading company. He's now a millionaire, multimillionaire, at the age of 22 years old.
Wow. Good for
him. Now, unfortunately, his luck hasn't translated into car ownership. A few months ago, he had his Lamborghini Lagardo in for service and having it gold-plated.
So he's got good taste.
And it burst into flames when he was out on the highway. So he decided to take his Porsche Panamera and have that gold-plated too. All right? So he parks the car on a street in London, and somebody comes along and graffitis the S word across it and wanker.
Yes. Nice. Okay. This is so British.
All right. So the question I have for you this morning is, who's the douche? The guy who gold-plated his cars or the guy who graffitied them? So text one for owner, two for artist to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645. And we'll see who the douche turns out to be. Where do you think, come on, Field of Noise, will it be in the top 250 of the Philly 500?
No.
No, you don't think so? You'll be below 250? Yeah. I'll definitely put it within the top 250. What about you?
Yeah, I'll put it up there. Yeah. Maybe like a cool 150.
Well, really? Yeah. You're going to put it up that high?
Yes.
Of course, so we're talking about Memorial Day and the Philly 500 that we run here every year, and it all is determined by you. You get to put in your votes. We're hoping you're voting for Who Are You by The Who, because we'd like something fresh in the number one position. You get to make 10 selections in total, but the holiday weekend comes with a special bonus as well, because someone's going to walk away with $500 in cash. It's all being brought to us by Parks Casino and Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Speaking of tallying things up...
Instant.
It's quick, easy.
Instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey says.
So what do you think, Cindy? This guy, I'm not sure if you heard this story. This guy had a damn Lamborghini Gallardo, right? A really expensive car. Not only is it expensive, the guy had it gold plated. And then when it went on fire on its own, right, he took his Porsche Panamera, right, and had that gold plated, and someone on the street in London basically spray painted on it that he was a wanker, which is another way of saying he's a dick. All right. So who's the douche in this situation? The owner who gold plated his cars, or the artist who, you know, graffitied them? Who would you vote for?
The owner is a douche, but I don't think he necessarily deserved to have his douchey property destroyed or marred.
So you're gonna call the artist the douche.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Okay, let's
I'm
go
with
to,
Cindy.
You're with Cindy?
Yes.
All
when
right.
you see something that tacky, let it breathe.
Well, according to our listeners, you two are incorrect. 77% went with the owner of the car.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
It's now one of my favorite parts of the program, where it's time to see how pissed off Steve gets. We started talking about this earlier this morning. I don't know if you heard about this, Cindy, but a group of Game of Thrones fans are angry over the quality of the writing on the final season, and they've started a petition to make HBO reshoot the entire final season because they don't like the scripts. The petition goes, and I'm quoting, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss have proven themselves to be woefully incompetent writers when they have no source material. Not their fault.
Right.
You know, so where do you stand, Steve?
This is dumb. You're angry at the wrong people. Yes, it hasn't been great compared to some of the other seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But why are you going to let – you've got six episodes. You've got one left. Why let it ruin the end of a great series?
Right.
And the problem, your anger should really be directed at George Martin, not the Beatles producer, George R.R. Martin, who's taken 8 years to write a book.
There's been like 20 Marvel movies in that 8-year span.
Are you serious?
Well, you know what? It must take a lot of work coming up with names like Dickhart.
Well, sure, of course it will.
I've drawn that before.
He's the problem.
He's
not going to finish the series. There's no way he survives to finish this series.
No, not at all. And you know what? If I was making the money he's making, I wouldn't care all that much. I really wouldn't. But here's the question I have for you, because Steve is the out and out Game of Thrones authority here at MGK. I'm going to ask you about, you know, there was all these surprise guests who popped up on the show.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to answer if they were there or not.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. All right. We'll start out with an easy one. Ed Sheeran.
He was.
All right. He was.
Even I know that.
Yeah. He also died.
All right. George W. Bush.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
On a pike, right?
On a pike. You're
right.
Yeah. Remember
that?
George W. Bush head.
Yeah. He was beheaded.
I didn't think I knew that either.
Rob McElhenney.
He was.
Okay. Very good. Martin Starr from Silicon Valley.
No. Was he another head on a pike?
Yeah, he wasn't a head on a bike, but he was somebody. Huh. Ian McShane?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. John C. Reilly?
No.
Correct. You're doing very good.
He should have been. He'd look at the part.
Chris Stapleton, country singer Chris Stapleton, the man who I believe brought bed bugs to our radio station.
Oh, God. That was a hilarious email I got yesterday. I think no.
You think no?
Great. My wife
he
just
was
heard
there.
That.
Wow. No, he was there. Right. Colin Jost? Colin Jost? Right? No, he wasn't there. The Icelandic band?
Yes.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
So who did one of those songs with Jimmy Fallon the other night? And we just posted it up on our website, on WMGK.com. You could see it there, and they didn't want Won't Get Fooled Again? Is that what they did?
Steve was watching it. Is that Steve, yes, Won't Get Fooled Again.
Won't Get Fooled
Again. Yep. Yeah. I can't remember.
Yes. Well, we were watching it earlier this morning. So.
I just remember Pete looked like he just escaped from prison.
He's in those jumpsuits again, but the jumpsuits used to always be white.
Huh.
He's in one that's a sort of like red-orange kind of thing, and it's like, Yeah, okay, Pete, do you know what that means in this country?
He also smashed a ukulele.
Thank you.
Really?
That's the most important part.
Smashed the ukulele.
Music class got rowdy.
All right. 56 degrees outside right now. Mixed sun and clouds today with the temperature getting up to 76. Speaking of bands, before we even get into Breakfast of the Beatles, we have a new Rolling Stones date?
Yeah. Amazingly. Well, first of all, we posted that video of Mick Jagger
dancing this morning,
which is a lot of fun. They're going to be back already in July, July 23rd at the Link.
Is that earlier than the previous show?
No, it was June 4th.
Oh, it was.
What kind of heart surgery did Mick have?
He had a valve replacement.
I mean,
they basically opened an artery.
Are we sure
that they're going to? Yes.
Look, he's 75, but his body is 12.
It's
so you can bounce back quickly.
Right. Well, did you see that video of him dancing?
Yes.
All right. You know, and Steve brought up the point. If you saw anybody else dancing like that, you would think, oh, this guy's got a disease. There's something wrong with him. All right. Right. But here's Mick rehearsing his dance moves for on stage.
It's exhausting.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's serve breakfast, which is being brought to us by Virtua for all your health care needs. Virtua for life. In 1974, George Harrison released his third solo album, Dark Horse, which came off like a dead horse. It was panned by just about everyone. It didn't even chart in England at all. So the tour in support of the album was as big a flop as the album was. So George stopped touring altogether. And in 1991, Eric Clapton tried to convince him to go out on tour again. And George didn't want to. So Eric suggested, look, let's do a couple of shows in England. All right. Well, sorry. Let's do a couple of shows in Japan. And not only would he play with his band, Eric Clapton, but he would be the opening act. So that made George a lot more comfortable. And the concert was a huge success. A live album came out of it. So from 1991, here's George Harrison with Eric Clapton and company and Give Me Love.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
You know how, and Cindy, because you live in the world of singers and music majors in your house, all right, you know how My Country Tis of Thee actually in England is God Save the Queen?
I didn't,
My Country Tis of Thee, God Save Our Glorious King. They're the exact same song. As a matter of fact, Yankee Doodle was also a British song that we turned into an American song, all right? But those were all done revolutionary times.
Okay.
The Star Spangled Banner, although it was written in revolutionary times, wasn't used as a song or a piece of music or as the national anthem until the 1900s, and it didn't become the official national anthem until like the 1930s or 40s.
It was just a poem, right?
Yeah, it was just a poem. That's all it was. Well, it ends up we robbed that tune too. Okay? This is a song called Akronon in Heaven, which was written in 1780 by the Akronic Society, a club of rich British guys who like to listen to music and drink wine.
Okay.
All right. Here,
I can relate.
This is their song.
To an Akron in heaven, where he sat in full glee, a few sons of harmony sent a petition that he there is.
I can't believe this.
So,
and no one actually used the Star Spangled Banner for the United States until like the first Olympics. And the very first Olympics, because we didn't have a national anthem. And some guy went, well, I've got this, right? Because by that time, someone had set the Star Spangled Banner, you know, words to that song.
That's so amazing. are the guys from the band Spirit now suing the U.S.?
Yes, they are.
Just like they sued
the Circle of Life.
No, they're suing Led Zeppelin, right? You know, because they stole that too.
We are the Led Zeppelin of the world, yes, apparently.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No.
MGK.
Later on this morning at 8:10 this morning, it's Dave's Beatdown. Yep. This is where we find isolated drum tracks, and Dave figures out what the song is and who the drummer is. It is amazing. We have done this, what, three times or four times?
Four
times.
Yeah.
And out of the 12 songs, we do three songs each time. And out of those 12 songs, Dave has only got it wrong or didn't know it twice.
Yeah, it's impressive.
It is. It really is impressive. Well, that's because you have no musical abilities.
Yeah, you have no athletic abilities.
We'll do the same game.
True too.
We'll do the same game with Steve, only it'll be sword clashes from Game of Thrones. Tell us the character.
Who got stabbed here? All right. Well, it's time for the Joel Hole once again, ladies and gentlemen. Your opportunity to walk away a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel next weekend at Citizens Bank Park. And next day, of course, is The Who. Next week, we're going to give you the opportunity to be in the squeeze box with us. But tickets for both of these shows are available through Ticketmaster.com. And as long as we're talking about shows, the Rolling Stones concert has been rescheduled for July 23rd at Lincoln Financial Field. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Joining us now, let's go with Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am well. Where are you from, darling?
Newark, Delaware.
From Newark. That's DeBellaware, Kathleen. You should know better by now. All right. Now, you understand how we do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for those who haven't encountered it, what we'll do is we will play a clip from a song. Here's we've been using Moving Out as the example. So you would hear it like this. And then there's an open space where you have to fill in the lyrics like this. At least it can polish the fenders. All right. So you understand it all right there, Kathleen?
Yep.
All right. How big a Billy Joel fan are you?
I'm a big Billy Joel fan. I just hope I don't choke right now.
Here we okay. go. Well, the song we're dealing with is Big Shot. You're going to hear three lines before you have to put in the next two. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
When you wake up in the morning with your head on fire and your eyes too bloody to see.
Your turn.
Wow, Kathleen.
Doesn't really work on this. So, Kathleen, I am sorry.
So much
that
fire.
Makes us
Ouch.
Move on to Dennis. All right, Dennis, are you ready for it? Dennis sounds like he's underwater.
Yeah, Dennis is a little
right.
nervous.
Right. Dennis, you ready for it? Here we go. Here comes the jingle once again. Here comes the song once again.
When you wake up in the morning with your head on fire and your eyes too bloody to see.
Your turn.
Crying, but you don't come to me.
Give me that one more time.
Oh, God, I got to sing the whole thing. Do it.
Well, because we can't make out what you're saying, dude.
All right, we'll forget it then.
Okay, fine. All right.
I've never heard that happen before.
Okay. All right, that takes us...
Pay it forward.
That takes us to Kate. Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Better than our listeners so far. Are you ready for it?
I am.
Okay, here
Come
we
on,
go.
Kate.
Your turn.
Go on and cry in your carpet, but don't come bitching to me.
Go and cry in your what?
Carpet.
In your carpet? Fly in your carpet? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. That takes us over to Matt. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. A lot better than our listeners so far. Let's see if you could bring it home. You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
When you wake up in the morning with your head on fire and your eyes too bloody to see.
Your turn.
Go on and cry in your coffee, but don't come speaking to me.
Don't come doing what to me?
Bitching.
Thank you. Thank you. What, were you afraid to say bitching? Did you say
I
being?
I don't know what you can say on the radio.
Okay. I'll respect that. Okay.
Yeah, we'll definitely respect that and give you the tickets, my man. You got it right. Go on and cry in your coffee, but don't come bitching to me.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
When I was an itty-bitty-bitty-bitty-bitty-baby disc jockey, working on Long Island, like so many radio stations, like we do, you know, there would always be a summer concert of ours, at, you know, who a bunch of bands, but the Ramones were always on it.
Oh, yeah?
I think in the 5 years that I was working at that station, I would say three of them, we had the Ramones at our summer concert,
nice.
Right? One time on the beach, and it was going to rain. And Joey didn't want to be anywhere near a stage with rain and electric instruments.
I can't picture him on a beach, period.
Right, I know.
It's very weird.
Right. Because them and Sunshine don't get along.
Correct.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Time now, ladies and gentlemen, for Dave's Beatdown. This is, we are amazed by this. Steve and I are amazed by this, and a lot of listeners are as well, because being a professional drummer, at one time.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Right.
Got to qualify that.
And
gotta miss
you
it.
Know, Dave has this unique ability to listen to drum tracks and not only identify the song, but identify the drummer. And we've done this four times already, three songs each time. He's only gotten two wrong. I think you got one wrong and one you just didn't know.
I got the right band. I didn't get the right song. It was a CCR song.
A CCR song. Right, yeah. Right. So we've got three more for you this morning.
Cool.
And I think I may have toughened. I'm hoping I didn't toughen this up too much.
I'm hoping you did.
You're hoping you did.
It's time to knock Dave down a peg.
Steve's always hoping for my downfall.
Okay. All right. Well, here is your very first song.
Yeah.
This one and the third one, I may have to jump around a little bit for you to get a good understanding of it.
Okay.
Because when this one starts, it's very, very basic. But here we go. All right.
Oh.
If you get this,
no, it was what was that double kick,
right?
Flourish. Oh yeah, man, that's Joey Kramer, Aerosmith. It's Love in an Elevator, right?
Love in an Elevator.
Yeah,
oh
baby.
My God, there we
that's
go.
That's back when he was on his old Ludwig set,
yeah, uh-huh.
Before he switched over to Drum Workshop
Drum
in the
Workshop?
90s. Yep.
Wow,
yep.
That
rocking
that
the Luds.
That is a level of geekdom.
Nerd.
Okay, that's one
Kramer.
For you.
Okay,
we
cool.
Now move on to the next one. I had to upcut this one a little bit.
Uh-huh.
All that was in there was a drum beat anyway, but a lot of the band is sneaking through in the very beginning.
Oh, yeah,
of this.
You don't want that.
But at this point, right, it's just the drummer. All right, tell me the song. Okay. Tell me the drummer. It's Dave's Beatdown.
You can hear the kick pedal squeaking if you listen close enough. I'm just marveling in the drum sound. It's so unique and so cool, and that's why I love Ringo more than anything.
Ah, you bastard!
And it's such an obvious beat. You don't need to be Andre Gardner to know that's Revolution.
Okay. See, I told you the second one was going to be easy. I'm surprised you got the first. All right, but now for the piece de resistance.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
It.
Now this is the one I said I will definitely have to jump around on, unless you identify what's happening here in the very beginning. All right, your third song for the beatdown today goes like this.
Sounds like Stuart Copeland right off the bat. But it's too simple. Hold on.
Right. Yeah.
A little cross sticking on the snare.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you're right. This is straight.
Yeah.
This
okay,
is straight.
Well,
come on.
Here comes a little bit that might help you a little bit.
Good timekeeping. Oh!
Stop.
Nice kick sound. Okay.
Really?
Some might think it's Will Ferrell, but in fact it's not. It is his doppelganger, Chad Smith of the Chili Peppers, playing Under the Bridge.
Oh my god!
That's good.
Oh my god!
Way to
get a...
That's really good, Dave.
Wow.
Getting the superstar treatment. I like it.
Wow. In all honesty, I thought I was going to stump you with that one because it's just this is so little.
One of my favorite albums of all time, Blood Sugar Sex Magic, rocking the Pearl drum kit.
He knows the band. He knows the drummer. He knows the drums. It's Dave's Beatdown and some Rolling Stones information. If you haven't heard, coming right up.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
The Rolling Stones have finally rescheduled their concert, and Mick is already in rehearsals. We've got video of him dancing the strangest dance. If anybody else was caught doing this dance, they would probably cart him off to some home of some kind.
It doesn't work unless you're Mick.
But we got this video up on WMGK.com. But the Rolling Stones have rescheduled their concert. It will be happening at Lincoln Financial Field again, but it's on Tuesday, July 23rd, instead of in June. So it's, you know what's funny? Because we didn't think they were going to be able to get these concerts in because they didn't know how long Mick was going to be out. Mm-hmm. And once football started, it would have just screwed everything up.
Right.
So they're probably like, let's get out on the road as soon as we possibly can. So the date is now Tuesday, July 3rd for the Rolling Stones.
23rd.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.